Hello, I am Scott Corbin, one of the pastors at Clay Community Church in Clay, New York, and I'm happy to be your pastor for the day. Recently, I was doing my devotions in Psalm 42, and I ran across a verse I'd like to share with you. In fact, it was so impactful to me that I made sure I memorized it. But Psalm 42 starts with verses you might remember, you might recognize. As the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you, God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Those verses, those words are worked into a popular Christian chorus. We love those verses. As the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you. What we tend not to remember is that in the rest of the psalm, the psalmist goes on to talk about enemies and trials and frustrations and doubts about where is God and what has happened to me? Why is this so hard? But again, especially about enemies and trials. But down in verse 8, there was this verse that as many times as I had read through Psalm 42, I didn't remember this verse. It goes like this. The Lord will send his goodness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night. A prayer to the God of my life. That verse just captivated my attention. The Lord will send his goodness in the daytime. That word goodness there is that word for covenant loyalty, covenant faithfulness, God's covenant love to his people. And the word, the name Lord there is the covenant name of God to Israel, the I Am. The I Am will send his covenant faithfulness and love in the daytime. And his song will be with me in the night. It pictures, the psalmist is picturing these two sides of the day, the two sides of his own day, the daytime and the nighttime. And so often it is in the nighttime that everything literally gets dark, of course, but also seems to get dark for us. We've been busy through the day. We have, whether it's been a good day or a bad day, we've been busy. And now it's the evening. We're tired. Our energy is low. It's time to go to bed. Maybe we're not sure we want to go to bed. Maybe that's the time when we feel most alone or that God is the furthest away. But the psalmist says, yes, he sends his faithfulness in the daytime. He's not saying God isn't faithful in the night. But what he is saying is we experience God's goodness. And then there in that nighttime, his song will be with me. I loved that image of God's song. I'm still wrestling through all of the implications of that for myself in my own mind. That's just a beautiful expression. God's song will be with me in the night. The ability to sing to him, the ability to praise him is something that he gives. His song will be with me in the night. He doesn't leave us alone. And he gives us the words to pray. And he calls us to reflect upon himself in those dark hours and sing. And he goes on to describe that song in the night as a prayer to the God of my life. That time to pray, that time when all seems lost maybe, and we pray, and we praise. And we, from another psalm, Psalm 46, a time to be still and know that he is God. And the psalmist here in Psalm 42:8 goes on and says, a prayer to the God of my life, the God of my life. He says, I know who God is. He's the God of my life. What an expression of trust. What an expression of praise in the middle of trials. And he goes on to say, oh God, I feel like you've forgotten me. So he's going back and forth. He's struggling. And we struggle sometimes. But then he says in verse 11, why are you in despair, my soul? And why are you restless within me? Wait for God, for I will again praise him. For the help of his presence, there it is, my God. I hope these meditations, these few thoughts from Psalm 42 have helped you today. Keep that in mind tonight, or anytime when you're struggling. The Lord will send his goodness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. Well, again, I am Scott Corbin, and it has been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.